fiery horse with the speed of light, the cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let's go, big fellow! Come on, Silver!
There were half a dozen men in the group that rode toward an isolated ranch house. Their hats were pulled low, and they wore bandanas to conceal the lower part of their faces. As they reined up and dismounted, they snatched heavy guns from their holsters.
You two stay here with the horses. The rest of you come with me.
Aye, aye.
If Grant shows any fight, lead him to me.
Don't forget the boss's name.
Hey, what's your
name? Get back inside the house.
Outlaws!
You guessed it, didn't you, old Grant?
Yeah, now see here, this is...
Shut up! Close that door. Grant, you sold a lot of cattle yesterday and got paid off in cash. We want that money.
I don't have it in the house. Well, you need to slap me around,
You'll get more than slaps if you don't produce cash.
Make it fast. Salton don't fool.
Salton? You mean that you're...
And Salton. And I'm back to collect some money. I figure this part of the country owes me. Now, talk fast or we'll get rough.
Now, look, Salton. I'm an old man. All I've got in the world...
Never mind all that.
I'll give it to you.
Where's the money? We'll help ourselves.
It's in that cupboard.
I'll get it.
It's in a little blue bowl.
You got it? A
lot of truck in here.
If you're lying...
No, it's there.
I got it.
That's all, boys. Clear out.
Right. Come on.
Grant, you're lucky we're leaving you alive.
That was easier than I expected.
Grant, yeah. You can tell the sheriff that Salton has come back.
That dirty, ornery pool cat. Salton back here. Too smart for anyone to catch. Even outwitted the Lone Ranger.
The nearby town was called Lunar City. The job of sheriff didn't pay Bart Hendricks enough to support himself and his daughter, but he did all right with his restaurant. At mealtimes, the place was crowded with townspeople who appreciated Sally's cooking. At other times, the restaurant served as the sheriff's office.
Oh, Dad, I'm glad you're back.
Anything wrong, Sally?
Hank Parker was looking for you. He's all excited. He wanted to tell you about Salton.
What's he know about that crook?
He saw him.
What? Hank Parker did?
Yes.
I don't trust Parker too far.
But he'd have no reason to lie about this. He said that Salton and his gang were riding south on the Lame Horse Trail.
That makes three men that have seen the polecat. Well, maybe this will get some results. Look here.
Hmm. Something in the newspaper?
Yep, I just come from the printing office. Lem Bixby set up an announcement about Salton having returned to Lunar City. Look over when you get a chance, Sally. See if I got the description right.
You had a handbill on Salton.
I copied the description from that.
Hey, Sheriff!
Hmm? Go easy on that door, Macy.
Salton is back.
You seen him, too?
Just a little while ago. He had his gang with him. He was heading towards Abner Grant's place.
You sure it was a Salton gang?
Dead sure.
Dead? Look out the front window. Those two men crossing the street.
Eh?
Isn't one of them Abner Grant?
Sure enough. Wonder who the Indian is.
Well, Grant's unsteady on his feet.
Wonder what's wrong with him.
Maybe drinking to celebrate the sale of his cattle.
He don't drink.
He's coming here.
Poor old critter looks downright bad. Well, Grant?
Sheriff.
Oh, here. You take care of him.
Here, Mr. Grant. Sit down here.
Thanks for helping me cross the street.
That's all right.
I didn't think I'd get here. They slapped me around considerable.
Who did? What happened to you, Abner?
It was Salton and his gang.
Sheriff, I told you I saw him heading that way.
That's right, Macy. What did they get, Abner?
Everything I had. I sold all my livestock to get cash to go east where my boy lives. The money was in the blue bowl.
And they stole it. Oh, those dirty polecats. Dad, you've got to get Salton's gang.
I'll do all I can, Sally. But Salton's outwitted lawmen are a lot smarter than I am. He's even outwitted the Lone Ranger.
You say, Tonto, I'm sorry I've got no money. I'd like to give you something for your trouble.
Tonto.
It's no trouble.
Well,
me come here anyway. Me want salt and other things. Maybe you sell them, huh?
Yes. Yes, of course. Come back to the kitchen. I'll get you whatever you want.
Now, Abner, you tell me all you can about the crooks who stole your cattle.
It was 3 hours after poor old Abner Grant told his pitiful story to the sheriff. It was supper time, and the restaurant was well filled. The man called Macy sat at a corner table with two other men. They spoke in low voices.
See, Taggart, I heard everything that the old man said. He's dead sure he was robbed by the Salton gang.
He couldn't describe any of us, could he, Macy?
Nah. We got nothing to worry about. I got to hand it to you, Taggart. You know how to plan things.
Ross, if you and the others just follow orders, you'll all be rich.
Salton will get the blame for stealing everything that makes us rich. That's good.
Just remember my orders, that's all. And don't spend too much money. We don't want to arouse suspicion.
Say, Macy.
Hmm?
I hear there's an announcement of some kind in the Gazette.
Yeah.
The paper don't come out till tomorrow.
The sheriff's got an advance copy of it.
What's it say?
Oh, nothing much. Calls on everyone to be on the lookout for Salton. And it gives a description of him. Same description as was on the handbill some time ago. Huh. Wait, there's the sheriff. I'll ask him to show us his copy.
Oh, good.
Hey, Hendricks.
Oh, hello, Macy.
You know Taggart and Ross?
Sure. How's the meal? All right?
Fine. I hear you got Salton trouble again.
Yep, I've been out with a posse for the past 3 hours. Going out again when supper hour's over.
Sheriff, I was telling about the announcement in the Gazette. We'd like to read the description of Salton.
I'll get my copy of the paper. Sally's put it somewhere. Have to ask her about it.
Well, she's over there in the far corner serving that tall stranger in town.
Hey, Sheriff,
besides
running this place,
you do a good business here.
Oh, we generally have a good supper crowd. You're new in the city, aren't you?
Yes, I'm just passing through.
Is everything to your taste, mister?
Yes, thank you.
If you want dessert or something, just tap on that there bell.
Very well.
Sally, I want to speak to you for a minute.
All right, Dad. Is anything wrong?
Honey, where'd you put that copy of the Gazette?
Oh, that. Dad, I'm afraid it's gone.
Oh, thunderation. Did you throw it away?
No. Listen, Dad. Do you remember the Indian that came in here with Abner Grant?
Sure. What about him?
He bought a few supplies.
What's that got to do with the newspaper?
Well, I wrapped his supplies in that newspaper.
Sally, why did you do that? Why couldn't you use an old paper or a sack or something?
Because I heard Abner Grant call him Tonto.
I don't, Sally. What if he is named Tonto?
Listen, Dad. I just had a hunch and I played it, that's all. Do you remember when Sultan was around here the last time?
Well, how could I forget it?
The Lone Ranger was after him. Sultan ran away.
Yeah?
Well, the Lone Ranger had an Indian friend named Tonto.
I never saw his Indian friend.
But you've heard of him, and so have I. Tonto's not a common name. Now, maybe the Indian that came here is the Lone Ranger's friend. Maybe after he left here with the food, he met the Lone Ranger.
I see what you're getting at.
I sent the paper in the hope that the masked man would see that article and know that Sultan's come back to Lunar City.
With a chance. No harm done at any rate.
Hey, boss.
What do you want, Jones?
Boss, I got to have change for a dollar.
Oh, I've got it. Just a second, Jones. I have here my apron. Oh.
Why, Sally, what's the trouble?
What?
Thanks alive, Miss Sally. You've gone white as a ghost.
Jones, ask somebody else for change.
Yes, but I wonder...
Dad, come to the kitchen with me.
Well, honey, what's wrong?
Don't ask questions. Just come with me.
My goodness, I wonder what's wrong with Miss Sally.
Those gents up front are ringing the bell. They want coffee or something.
They'll have to wait. Ling?
Happy day, Missy. Happy day.
Ling, go out to the restaurant and stay there till I send for you.
No, no, Sally. Ling's got things cooking on the stove.
Oh, eggs, bacon, steak chop all on stove.
I'll watch him, Ling. Hurry out. I want to speak to Father.
Me too, but no light. Food burn, Ling blame.
Now, see here, Sally. You've hurt Ling's feelings.
I don't want anyone to hear me. Not even Ling. Dad. When I reached into my apron pocket to get change, look what I found.
A cartridge? Well, sometimes men use a cartridge in place of half a dime.
Not one like this. It's silver. What?
Silver?
This pocket was empty when I started serving the people out front. Someone who came here to eat dropped the cartridge in my pocket.
Gosh.
Dad, it means that I served a meal to the Lone Ranger.
Now, honey, don't count too heavy on him being here. Maybe it's a joke.
Oh, it couldn't be. I know he was here. He saw the Gazette. Tonto told him where he got the paper, and the masked man knew why I sent it. He's here. He dropped the bullet in my pocket to let me know.
You're making a lot of guesses, honey.
But they're acting.
Say.
You. Oh, Jay.
The masked man.
Your cook left the rear door open.
You did give me this cartridge, didn't you?
Yes, miss. I wore a slight disguise when I came to eat.
Oh.
Sheriff. How many people have seen the Sultan's gang?
Gosh, there's been a number of them.
Otto said the men who robbed Abner Grant wore bandanas over their faces.
That's right.
Grant might have been mistaken about their identity.
He heard one of them call the leader Sultan.
And besides, there were others that saw the gang. You remember, Dad? Ross saw him unmasked. He told you he was dead sure a Sultan. Nobody could mistake Dirk Sultan's face. It's one that'd give a person a nightmare.
That's right. Bill Ross saw him unmasked, and so did Satterley Clive. They were the first ones to tell me Sultan had come back.
Oh, I
then
see.
Hank Parker saw the whole gang. They were riding along the Lame Horse Trail.
Lacey saw the gang, too. He saw those crooks on their way to Abner Grant's house.
Sheriff, are you sure all those men told the truth?
Well, the fact is, I wouldn't trust any one of them very far. If just one had told a story about seeing Sultan, I might have taken it with a grain of salt. But with so many reports, I reckon it must be the truth.
Abner Grant would tell the truth. Well, I'd take his word any time.
Sure. Anyhow, why would anyone lie about seeing that outfit?
That's what I'd like to know. How many were in the Sultan's gang?
Six, counting the leader. Same as there was the last time they were in these parts.
Sheriff, the last time I talked to you, I was trying to overtake Sultan's gang.
I remember that.
Well, I succeeded. They were captured in Little Falls.
They were?
Did they go to jail?
Yes, for a short time.
Oh, then they broke out of jail, eh?
No, Sheriff, they didn't break out of jail. They were taken out of jail to hang.
To hang?
Oh, I don't understand.
Dirk Sultan and all five members of his gang have been dead for the last 2 months.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
continue our story. After leaving the restaurant, where he told the astonished sheriff that the Sultan gang had been exterminated, the Lone Ranger joined Tonto in camp.
Well, I washed this stain off my face, Tonto. You better get saddled up.
Steady, Scout. Steady, fella. You hear how Sultan gang work around here?
Yes, Tonto. Sheriff told me as much as he knew.
What you think?
Well, there's just one answer, Tonto. Four men told the sheriff they saw the Sultan gang unmasked.
We know that.
They were especially emphatic in saying they'd seen Dirk Sultan.
But him dead.
Those men neither made a mistake or told a direct lie.
Scout ready now.
I'll be ready as soon as I dry my face and put on the mask. Wore it over the disguise and I talked to the sheriff.
You through with water?
Yes, thanks, Toto.
Let me put it on fire.
Good. Huh?
You say fella make mistake or tell lie.
That's right.
There's no way to make mistake about face of Sultan.
That's what I told the sheriff and he agreed with me. In fact, he agreed to help carry out a plan.
Why four men tell a lie?
That's what we're going to try to find out. We'll call on one of them.
Not good.
Now, Macy and Ross are still in the restaurant with a man named Taggart. That leaves Parker and Clive. All set. Sit in there, Silver.
Who we see? Parker or Clive?
Parker's house is nearest. We'll go there first.
Sit in, big fella.
Come on, Silver.
Get up, Scout.
Just a second. Hey, what's the idea?
Get back there, Parker.
Come on, quit shoving.
That's just a start.
Mask.
Close that door, Tonto.
I'll see here. What's the idea?
Cash. Cash, Parker. Hard cash. Your share of Abner Grant's money.
But, who are you?
Parker, Abner Grant got slapped around when he tried to stall. That's nothing compared to what you're going to get.
Now, wait a minute.
Where's the cash?
What makes you think I know anything? Hey, come on now. I'll get it. You just leave me alone.
I'm waiting.
Well, it's right here in my wallet.
Uh-huh.
Here you are. How'd you know about it?
I didn't know about it until just now. Keep it in your pocket.
What? You mean you ain't taking the cash?
We're taking it. We're taking you along with it.
When everything was settled, I got a nice piece of cash from my uncle's estate.
Oh, what's this?
You, Clive, fella.
That's the name, Injun. What about it?
Well, fella outside wants to see you.
Can we come in? Who is it?
Him not give name.
Tell him to come in here. I'm busy.
Well, him not come in. Business plenty special. Me speak private.
Private? Excuse me, boys, just a minute. What's it about?
Sultan.
Oh. Now, boys, I gotta go outside.
We go this way. Tell her in back of cafe.
I don't see why he couldn't come in here to speak to me. What's the matter with him? You bashful?
You see plenty soon.
Well, where is this critter who's waiting for me?
Right here, Clive. I'm not going to waste time with you. If you make any noise, we'll shut you up in a hurry.
Why, I don't savvy it. Hey, are you masked?
Yes, and I have a rope for you. Hold his arms, Tonto.
Hey, what's the idea? Let me go.
You open
the door. Get away with that rope.
Me smash face.
Time you left the cafe, you spent enough of Abner Grant's money.
What's that?
You'll get the details later. You're riding with me. Steady there, Silver. All right, now get up there.
Now listen, let me talk. Wait a minute.
Steady, big fella. Ready, Tonto?
You ready? Let me down. Wait a second.
Come on, Silver.
No, count.
The restaurant was closed. The sheriff and Sally had been home for over half an hour, but they still talked about the surprisingly sudden appearance of the Lone Ranger.
Do you think his hunch was right?
What hunch?
You remember. He said the men that claimed they saw Dirk Sultan must have lied. He figured they might have done it so the Sultan gang would be blamed for anything that happened, like the robbery of Abner Grant's money.
Seems like a lot of trouble for five men to go to just to get Abner's cash.
They probably don't intend to stop with Abner Grant. That's just the first crime. There might be more.
Maybe so. Oh,
someone's here.
Sounds like at least two horses.
Maybe it's that man. I'll open the door.
Take your prisoner in,
Paulo. It is. Dad, look.
Great day. They've got Parker and Clyde.
It's legal. You can't do it.
Do you have any complaints? Take them to the sheriff.
Close that door, Toto.
Hey, Sheriff, they got me. The masked man. He came like a tornado. It ain't right.
Get these ropes off me. Cut me loose, do you hear?
He slapped me around. I'll file charges.
You sent that masked man and the Indian to get a sheriff. I'll make you lose your badge.
I'll hold on, Clive.
I won't stand for it. I don't have to stand for it.
Shut up. Sheriff, Parker has a lot of money in his wallet. He admitted that it was stolen from Abner Grant.
Yeah? I deny that. I deny everything. You got no proof.
Clive has a lot of money in his pocket.
I got it from an uncle in the East.
Both of you seem to have changed your story.
You prove I said anything different.
Your word against ours. Maybe a judge and jury let a masked man testify, but I doubt it.
I see. For the sheriff here, you have more nerve.
Now, look, mister.
Sheriff, our idea was right. The men who identified Sultan are the ones who robbed Abner Grant. They practically admitted it.
You can't prove a thing.
Parker, it's about time to confess.
I've nothing to confess.
Then I'll change your mind.
No, no, you get away from me, Sheriff. Stop.
Hold it, mister. That won't do no good. I know you're right, but we can't prove it. What's more, we've got a newfangled judge in Lunar City. If we get a confession by slapping these critters around, the case will be thrown out of court.
You bet it will. Now turn us loose.
Oh, Dad.
Yeah, I guess I'll have to.
Not right away, Sheriff. You can hold them for a little while. We know of two others who claim to have seen Dirk Sultan.
There must be six in the gang. Four besides these two.
We know of Ross and Macy. Maybe they won't prove as defiant as these two.
They left the restaurant together. I heard Macy ask Ross to go home with him. There was something to discuss.
Oh, so they're both at Macy's home?
Yes, I suppose so.
I see.
What are you thinking about?
Sheriff, I have an idea, and it might work. It's worth trying.
Get this straight, Macy. You say the next job is at the Double Bar Ranch.
Yeah. You see, Ross, there's a lot of cash.
Maybe one of the other boys.
Get him up, Macy.
What the?
Ranch.
You too, get him up. I'll take the guns. Drop yours, Ross.
What's the idea? Yeah. Stick up.
Your gun. Kick it to me.
If you're here for cash, you came to the wrong place.
I came to the right place. Here. Get this wallet. Has an HP on it. Henry Parker.
Parker's?
It's empty now. I collected from him. I have Clive's cut on the Grant money, too. I want yours. Hand it over.
Look, how did you know
about cash?
All right. You'll win for the time being. But you won't get away with it.
Here's the cash.
Put it on that table.
There.
Now go through that door to the back room. Get going.
What for?
Do as I say. You stay where you are, Ross. Get to you in a minute. Open the door, Macy. Go on in.
Oh, you need to shove me up. Hey!
What are you doing?
Now, Ross, it's your turn.
You shot him. Twice.
Let Sultan take the blame.
Did you do the same to Parker and Clive?
Well, the boss figures a three-way split is better than six ways.
Three ways, huh? I thought all along he and Lever were pretty thick with each other. But how did you horn in?
I have ideas, Ross. I'll lay out the cash. Put it right on the table with Macy's cut.
Of all the dirty double crosses.
We don't need you anymore. The law finds all four of the men that claim they saw the Sultan gang. They'll figure it's revenge.
Yeah. I see. Well, I'm not slow moving like Macy. What's more, I know what to expect. I'll take chances. And you'll take this tape,
will you?
Hello, Taggart.
Ross, what are you doing here? I thought you were going over to Macy's house.
I changed my plans. Mind if I step in?
No, come in. Lever's in the other room.
Oh, he is, huh? Pretty thick with him, ain't you?
What of it?
Taggart, I want to take a look at your gun. You mind?
I don't savvy you, Ross. What's got into you?
I just want to see that gun, that's all. I lost mine, you see?
I noticed the empty holster.
Yeah.
If you think I've got your gun, you're loco. Here, see for yourself.
Thanks, Taggart. Now, I'll play the part of the masked man.
Huh? I don't get
Three it. Three-way split's better than six ways, huh, Taggart? I wasn't needed anymore. And the law finds three men dead, three men that claim they saw the Sultan gang, they'll figure it's revenge. Blame near got me, too. But your masked pal missed out on me. I got through the window too fast for him.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Don't give me that. You sent that killer because you figured you didn't need the rest of us anymore. You sent him to collect our share of Grant's money.
No,
you did. He got Parker and Clive. I saw him shoot at Macy, and it was my turn. Only I got away. Now I'm going to get you and Lever. I'll get the two of you, you scheming polecats. Come out here, Lever. Come and see Taggart get the works like I saw Macy.
Drop that gun.
You! My arm!
Keep your hands where they are, Taggart.
First.
Go on, shoot me again. Finish me off, you ornery killer. Remember, you'll hang for it. The sheriff and a deputy are right behind you, watching every move.
They came here with me, Ross.
We heard enough to put you and Taggart and all the rest of your gang where you belong.
Ross, you crazy fool.
You were all crazy, Taggart. You were crazy to think that you could pose as a Sultan gang and get away with it. Especially when the Lone Ranger was in the fight. It worked as slick as anything, Sally. When Taggart left the room, Tonto went in the window and gagged Lever so he couldn't spoil things.
Then the Lone Ranger wanted Ross to escape?
Sure he did. He primed him so he'd go straight to the boss for a showdown.
And Taggart was the boss?
Mm-hmm. He sure was. The slickest part was when he shoved Macy through a door to the rear room where me and the deputy and Tonto were waiting. He hopped on Macy as the masked man fired twice. Ross thought for sure he was up against a killer.
Gosh, how could anybody mistake that man for a killer?
You have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.